感谢主，主爱既然永不改变，我的赞美还要加添。
Thank the Lord, His love will never change, and our love, His love will continue.
愿我们一生一世能够来赞美这位爱我们的主。
May we continue to love our God all our days.
请我们一同打开圣经到新约圣经彼得前书。
Let's turn to the New Testament in the Bible to the New Testament.
彼得前书第五章。
First Peter chapter 5.
我们从第一节读到第四节。
Let's read verses 1 through 4.
彼得前书第五章第一节，我这做长老，做基督受苦的见证，同享后来所要显现之荣耀的，劝你们中间与我同做长老的人，务要牧养在你们中间神的群羊，按着神旨意照管他们，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心，也不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意，也不是辖制所托付你们的，乃是做群羊的榜样。到了牧长显现的时候，你们必得那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。
Therefore, I exhort the elders among you as your fellow elder and witness of the sufferings of Christ, and a partaker also of the glory that is to be revealed. Shepherd the flock of God among you, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but voluntarily, according to the will of God, and not for sordid gain, but with eagerness, nor yet as lording it over those allotted to your charge, but proving to be examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory.
第二处我们要读的是我们很熟悉的在哥林多后书第五章。
And the next passage is a passage we're very familiar with in 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章十四、十五两节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verses 14 and 15.
原来基督的爱激励我们，因我们想，一人既替众人死，众人就都死了，并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。
For the love of Christ controls us, having concluded this, that one died for all, therefore all died. And he died for all, so that they who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf.
感谢主早晨，波敏聚会开始的时候，孔恩弟兄来提醒我们，我们主耶稣是神的羔羊，他也是我们的牧人。
We thank the Lord at the beginning of table meeting. Brother Roy reminded us that not only is our Lord Jesus the Lamb of God, but He is also our shepherd.
他是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
He is the good shepherd, the one who laid down His life for the sheep.
我们知道主就是我们的榜样。
We know that our Lord, He is our example.
因此我们不仅是羊，我们也是牧人。
And so the same way, not only are we the sheep, the lamb, but we are also shepherds.
我们不仅是主的羊，我们也从主领受托付，要做牧人。
Not only are we the sheep of our Lord, but we have also been entrusted to be shepherds.
刚刚弟兄提到诗篇二十三篇。
Our brother just mentioned Psalm chapter 23.
作者大卫说，耶和华是我的牧人。
And the author David says, Jehovah God, He is my shepherd.
因此大卫他知道他乃是主的羊。
And so therefore David knew that he is the Lord's sheep.
同时我们也知道大卫他也是牧人。
And at the same time, we also know that David, he was a shepherd.
他不仅曾经替他的父亲牧养他父亲的羊。
Not only did he shepherd the sheep of his father.
我们知道后来神也设立大卫来牧养神的百姓以色列。
Later, God also, the Lord established David to shepherd all of his people, the Israelites.
当主耶稣复活之后，他向彼得和门徒们显现。
After the Lord Jesus resurrected, he appeared to Peter as well as the disciples.
在约翰福音最末了的时候，主三次问彼得说，你爱我吗？
And at the end of the book of John, he said to Peter three times, do you love me?
主也三次的对彼得说，你牧养我的羊。
And the Lord also said to Peter three times, tend or shepherd my sheep.
所以我们看见在圣经当中，许多地方神用羊来形容他的百姓和他的儿女。
And so we see that in the Bible, though it tells us often that we are the sheep of our Lord Jesus as well as his people.
圣经也同时借着牧人和羊的关系来代表神和我们的关系。
And the Bible also shows us that our relationship with the Lord is like the relationship between the sheep and the shepherd.
那神为什么选择羊这个动物来做代表呢？
Why did God choose this animal, the sheep, to illustrate this?
或是用羊来形容我们？
Or use sheep to describe us?
理由很简单。
And the reason is simple.
因为羊这种动物啊，它既愚昧又固执。
Because this animal is very foolish and stubborn.
并且特别的软弱，毫无自我保护的能力。
And this animal is also very weak and unable to protect itself.
这羊的愚昧和固执呢，特别显在这个羊呢，它特别容易迷路。
The foolishness and stubbornness of this animal is shown by how easily it gets lost.
可是这个羊呢又很固执。
But yet, because it's so stubborn,
它想往哪里去呢，它就往哪里去。
Wherever he wants to go, he will go.
不管前面是不是危险。
No matter if there's danger ahead.
所以神就借着羊这种动物呢，来形容我们。
And so the Lord uses this animal, the sheep, to describe us.
以赛亚书53章第六节告诉我们。
Isaiah 53 tells us,
我们都如羊走迷。偏行己路。
We are all like sheep, each have gone astray.
因此我们看见羊何等需要牧人的带领和保护。
And so that is why we need the protection and leading of our shepherd.
神的儿女若是羊。
And so if God's people, we are sheep.
那教会就是这个羊的羊群。
Then the church is the flock of the sheep.
而神的羊群呢，它是有宇宙性和地方性的两方面。
And the flock of God also has two aspects, a universal as well as a local characteristic.
正如神的教会有它的宇宙性和地方性的两面。
Just as God's church also has these two aspects of being universal and local.
以弗所书一章二三节告诉我们。
In Ephesians 1:23 it tells us.
教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
The church, which is his body, is the fullness of him who fills all in all.
因此宇宙性的教会只有一个，因为教会乃是基督的身体。
And so we see universally there is only one church because the church is the body of Christ.
因此神的羊群呢，它的宇宙性呢，也是同样只有一个。
In the same way, the flock of God is also one.
我们乃是同归一个大牧人。就是我们主耶稣基督。
We all belong to the same great shepherd, good shepherd, that is our Lord Jesus.
而地方性的教会有许多。
And locally, we have many.
比方说我们在休斯顿有这样一个聚集。
For example, we have this gathering here in Houston.
我们在西雅图也有神儿女们一同的聚集。
And in Seattle, there is also the meeting of the children of God.
这是神羊群的地方性。
This is the different localities of the flock of God.
因此每一个属神的儿女们必须在地方性的羊群们中间接受神所设立的牧人的带领、牧养和照管。
And so the flock of God in its each different locality needs to receive the leading and the direction of the local shepherds.
因此我们看见我们是主的羊。
And so we see we are the sheep of our Lord.
我们同时也从主领受托付，来在各个地方的聚集当中来作为牧人。
And at the same time, we have also been entrusted by the Lord to be the shepherds in our different localities.
彼得他自己就是一个教会的牧人。
Peter, he himself was also a shepherd in the church.
这里他说，我这做长老。
Here he says that I, as your fellow elder.
神在各地所设立的牧人呢，在有些地方称为监督。
These elders or some of these shepherds in different localities, some of them are called overseers.
有些称作长老。
Or some are called elders.
在我们聚会当中，我们称作负责弟兄们。
And in our gathering, we call them responsible brothers.
彼得在这里写信给那同作长老的人。
And so here, Peter is writing to these fellow elders.
也就是那在各地牧养神群羊的人。
These are the shepherds who are shepherding in their different localities.
我们记得基督乃是那宇宙性羊群的那个大牧人。
We know that Christ, he is the great shepherd of the universal flock.
而在各地从神领受托付做长老、做负责弟兄的人呢，乃是向这位牧长来负责。
And all those responsible, those overseers, those elders, or those shepherds, they all need to report back to the head shepherd.
说到这里，或许有弟兄姐妹心里会想，
Perhaps here you may be thinking,
我既不是监督，
I am not an elder,
我也不是长老,
and I'm not overseer or elder,
我也不是负责弟兄,
I'm not a responsible brother.
那这段圣经跟我有什么关系呢?
So what does this passage have to do with me?
弟兄姐妹, 每一位重生得救的基督徒,
brothers and sisters, every single child of God who is saved,
我们不仅是主的羊,
not only are we his sheep,
我们也从主领受托付,
but we have been entrusted to be a shepherd.
不论你是做父母亲的,
whether you are a parent,
或是你是在教会中参与服事的,
or perhaps you have entered into service in the church,
你都从神领受了托付,
you have all been entrusted to be a shepherd.
比方说你在主日学服事,
for example, if you serve in Sunday school,
你的班上的孩子呢, 就是神所托付你牧养的羊,
the children in your class, they are the sheep that have been entrusted to your care.
或是你是在查经组里面带领查经,
or let's say that you are responsible to lead a Bible study group.
在你小组里的弟兄姐妹, 就是神托付给你牧养的羊,
the brothers and sisters in your group are the sheep that the Lord has entrusted to your care.
或是你在厨房里面服侍,
or let's say you serve in the kitchen.
那与你一同在厨房服侍的弟兄姐妹, 也是神所托付你, 给你牧养的羊,
the brothers and sisters who serve together with you in the kitchen, they are also the sheep that the Lord has entrusted to your care.
假设有弟兄姐妹说, 我没有参加任何的服事,
so let's say that if you have not entered into any of these services,
你也同样的有责任来牧养神所托付给你的羊,
in the same way, you also have responsibility to care for the sheep that the Lord has given to you.
就是你有责任来关心照顾那些
you have the responsibility to care for those who are spiritually weaker or younger than you.
因为主的话在加拉太书第六节告诉我们,
because God's word in Galatians chapter 6 tells us,
弟兄们若有人偶然被过犯所胜,
it says, brethren, if anyone is caught in any trespass,
你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心来把他挽回过来,
you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness.
又当自己小心,
each one looking to yourself so that you too will not be tempted.
你们个人的重担要互相担当,
bear one another's burdens.
弟兄姐妹, 如此呢, 就完全了基督的律法,
and in this way fulfill the law of Christ.
这也就是说, 我们每一个人都在基督爱的律法之下, 我们领受了
that is to say, now, under the law of Christ, we have all now been given this entrustment.
也就是说, 属灵比较刚强的人呢, 要牧养属灵比较软弱的人,
that is to say, those who are spiritually stronger, you need to shepherd those who are spiritually weaker.
因此我们每一个人都需要来学习做牧人,
so that is why every one of us, we need to learn to be shepherds.
因为将来我们都要向我们的主来交账,
because one day, we need to give an account to our Lord.
那做牧人, 接下来彼得在彼得前书第五章那里, 从第二节开始, 他告诉我们, 那做牧人呢, 是有什么样的责任和托付呢?
And so now, following on in verse 2, Peter tells us, what are the responsibilities of a shepherd?
做牧人的, 他乃是要带领这个羊群,
a shepherd needs to lead the flock.
一方面做牧人要知道如何把羊群带到青草地, 溪水旁,
on one hand, a shepherd needs to know how to bring the sheep to the green pastures and to the quiet waters.
这方面我们刚刚所唱的诗歌里面我们就非常有体会,
and so from the hymn that we just sang, we all understand this.
因为慈爱的神, 他做我们的牧人,
because our loving God, he is our shepherd.
他常常把我们带到青草地, 到溪水旁,
he often brings us to green pastures and to quiet waters.
这方面在两周前, 钟立兄也已经与我们交通过,
and 2 weeks ago, our brother Philip also shared this with us.
但在另一方面, 彼得在这里告诉我们, 做牧人的也要在基督受苦的见证上面来带领神的群羊。
But on the other hand, here, it also tells us that a shepherd needs to lead in according to the sufferings of Christ.
这是什么意思呢?
What does this mean?
这乃是说到做牧人的要在基督十字架的苦难上面要来做群羊的榜样。
That means that a shepherd, in the being an example in the sufferings of Christ, needs to set that example.
也就是说,做牧人的要来跟从我们的牧长走在一条十字架的道路上。
That means as a shepherd, you need to follow our great shepherd in walking the way of the cross.
同时来带领神的群羊一同走在这条十字架的道路上。
to lead all the flock of God to walk upon this path.
做牧人的, 我们不能够自己不背十字架跟从主。
As a shepherd, you cannot but to bear up your cross and follow the Lord.
我再说一遍。 做牧人的不能够自己不背十字架跟从主, 却要求他的羊呢要背十字架跟从主。
You cannot not pick up your cross and yet expect other brothers and sisters to pick up their cross and following the Lord.
因为我们做牧人若要带领神的群羊,
Because as a shepherd, you are leading the flock of God.
我们就要做群羊的榜样。
We need to be an example for the flock.
特别是在经历十字架的苦难上面, 要做群羊的好榜样。
Especially in experiencing the sufferings of the cross, we need to set a good example.
那做牧人为什么会有十字架呢?
So as a shepherd, why does there need to be a cross?
很多时候我们的观念啊, 就觉得那个羊啊, 就好像很温顺。
Our understanding of a sheep or a lamb is that they're very gentle.
但其实呢, 但的确羊有它, 温柔的一面。
Yes, the lamb does have its gentleness.
那我们知道当这个羊啊, 固执起来的时候,
But when a sheep is very stubborn,
它很可能也会去撞到牧人, 去踢到牧人。
It's very possible that he headbutts the shepherd or kicks the shepherd.
所以做牧人要来带领这个羊啊, 是不容易的。
So to lead a sheep for that shepherd is not easy.
就好像我们今天要做牧人来关心神的儿女们的时候,
Like us today, if we are shepherds and we are to care for God's people,
我们看见也不是每一个神的儿女们都是很顺服、很听话的。
We see that not all of God's children are very obedient.
如果你们做父母亲的有孩子就知道,
And as parents, if you have children, you will know.
那孩子小的时候啊, 真是像又温顺又顺服的小羊,是不是?
Are your children gentle and meek like a little lamb?
但是不知不觉, 一转眼之间就长大了。
And all of a sudden, they turn around and they grow up.
就变成青少年。
And they become an adolescent.
我想做父母亲,你就知道我所讲的是什么意思。
And as parents, you understand what I'm saying.
你就发现啊, 你在牧养你的儿女的时候,
You realize that as you are shepherding your children,
当他们进入青少年时期,
When they enter into adolescence,
哎呀, 你的身上啊, 就是一块紫,一块黑的。
Then you're black and blue all over.
因为这个羊啊, 常常不顺服的。
Because these sheep often are disobedient.
那是不是因为羊不顺服, 你就把它丢弃,不管它呢?
And so because of their disobedience, do you then let them go and not care for them?
我相信不会的。
I believe it's not that way.
有许多做父母因着爱, 神所托付给他们的羊,
Many parents, because of love, the sheep that the Lord has entrusted to you,
他们在那里忍受顶撞,
they endure the stubbornness,
忍受许多的伤心,
they endure much pain,
然而他们仍然在爱的里面, 来照管, 来喂养, 神所托付给他们的羊,
But yet in love, they continue to tend to care for the sheep that God has entrusted to them.
弟兄姐妹,这是 做牧人所要经历那十字架的苦难。
Brothers and sisters, this is enduring the suffering or the difficulties of the cross as a shepherd.
但也是因着我们经历了主耶稣这十字架的苦难之后,
But after you have experienced the suffering of the cross of Christ,
我们才懂得什么叫做做牧人。
Then you understand what it means to be a shepherd.
我们或许才能够学会什么叫做好牧人。
Then perhaps we can understand what it means to be a shepherd who lays down his life for his sheep.
做牧人的不仅要带领神的群羊,
Not only does a shepherd lead the flock of God,
彼得接着劝勉我们说,
Peter continues to exhort us, saying,
务要牧养在你们中间神的群羊, 按着神的旨意照管他们。
To shepherd the flock of God, Among you, exercising oversight not under compulsion but voluntarily according to the will of God.
这里牧羊这个字呢, 原文呢, 包括了许多方面的意思, 牧羊这个字, 包括许多方面的意思。
Here, this word shepherd, it encompasses many meanings.
在早上我特别要强调的是, 乃是喂养主的话语。
And so here I want to emphasize this morning to feed God's word to them.
照管这个字呢, 它有两方面的意义。
In this feeding, there's two different meanings.
讲到要经常的留意并且仔细的查看。
First, you need to constantly pay attention.
所以我们我想我们都可以想象那个牧人啊带领羊群的那个景况。
And secondly is to examine. So now we can imagine, as a shepherd, we constantly need to take a look at the condition of the sheep.
我们知道每天早晨牧人要把羊群呢带到青草地溪水旁去。
Every morning, the shepherd brings all of his sheep to the quiet green pastures and the quiet waters.
弟兄在两周前告诉我们，这牧人必须知道把羊带到哪一块是好的草地呢，是能够叫羊得着喂养的。
Our brother shared with us 2 weeks ago that the shepherd needs to know where are the good green grass so that it would nourish all of his sheep.
我们知道今天神群羊属灵生命所需要的食物，最重要的就是主的话。
So today we know that the flock of God, the nourishment that we need the most is the word of God.
所以牧人呢，就把羊群呢，就带到青草地去吃，去享用食物。
And so the shepherd will bring his sheep to these green pastures so that they will eat. They will come and enjoy of this food.
在那一天当中呢，这做牧人呢，要常常留意他的羊群。
So all day long, the shepherd needs to pay attention to his sheep.
因为有的羊群啊，他就吃着眼前的草呢，吃着吃着呢，哎，就离开羊群。
Because some sheep, they will be eating the grass right in front of them. They eat and eat, and all of a sudden, they begin to wander away.
有些时候呢，可能有野兽要来接近羊群，来吞吃它们。
And sometimes there may be wild creatures, wild animals who want to come and eat them.
所以我们看见这位照管羊群的牧人呢，他就要经常留意整个这个环境，还有这个羊在那里吃草的情形。
And so the shepherd needs to constantly pay attention to the surrounding environment as well as the circumstances of the sheep.
如果有的羊走偏了哈，他可能要去吃到那个不该吃的草的时候。
Because if a sheep is wandering off to eat the grass, it might eat some of the things he ought not to eat.
这牧人一发现呢，他就必须要赶快把这个羊呢再带回到他所该再带的那个青草地。
Once the shepherd finds out, he needs to quickly bring the sheep back.
然后当这一天过去了。
And then the whole day passes.
羊都吃饱了。
And the sheep are full.
牧人呢，就把羊群呢，带回到羊圈里头。
And the shepherd now needs to bring all his sheep back to the fold.
这时候照管群羊的牧人呢，他还要做一件事。
And so now here the shepherd needs to do something else.
他就会仔细的查看。
He needs to very carefully examine.
算一算啊，带出去的是100只羊。
He needs to count if he took out 100 sheep.
带回来的呢，算一算，只有99只羊。
He needs to count. There's only not 99 now.
所以你看，他是非常仔细的来查看这个羊群。
So he's very carefully examining his flock.
不仅少了一只都不行。
He cannot lose one.
他也仔细的来查看每一只羊的情形。
And he will also carefully examine the condition of every sheep.
有的羊可能在白天的时候啊，到处乱跑，就给撞伤了。
Some perhaps because he was running around like crazy that he injured himself.
可能流血了。
He might be bleeding.
这时候做牧人的就来为这个羊呢，来包扎他的伤口。
And so now the shepherd needs to bandage up his wounds.
所以这是牧人的职责。
This is the responsibility of a shepherd.
我们来看一下在以弗所书第四章那里。
Let's take a look at Ephesians chapter 4.
在那里也告诉我们一个关于牧人职责一件非常重要的事情。
There in Ephesians 4, it also tells us another thing that's very important about the responsibility of a shepherd.
就是在以弗所书第四章第十一节十二两十二节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 and 12.
这边讲到他所赐的，他就是指的我们的主。他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
And he gave, here this he is our Lord, gave some as apostles and some as prophets and some as evangelists and some as pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints for the work of service to the building up of the body of Christ.
有的人说主在这里呢给我们看见说为了建造他荣耀的教会主赐给教会呢有五种宝贵的恩赐。
Some say that here the Lord, in order to build up the body of Christ, his church, he has given us 5 gifts.
其实这里准确的说呢，只有四种的恩赐。
But more accurately speaking, there are only 4 gifts.
不是五种。
It's not 5.
因为这里说到牧师和教师呢，它乃是一种的恩赐。
Because when he speaks of pastors and teachers, this is only one.
换句话说，牧师和教师的这个恩赐这个功用呢，它是一个，是不能分开的。
That is to say, the function of being a pastor and teacher is only one gift. You cannot separate the two.
就好像一个铜板的两面一样。
Just like 2 sides of the same coin.
就是说你不能光教导却不牧养。
That is to say, you cannot only teach but not pastor.
这里说到这个，在这个教师和 牧师和教师这个恩赐里面呢，其实最重要的乃是牧养牧师的这个恩赐。
In this gift of being a pastor and teacher, the most important one actually is being a pastor.
对，当然中文翻译作为做牧师。
In Chinese, it is being a shepherd.
对，其实它的原文的意字呢，就是牧人。
But in the original, actually, the meaning is being a shepherd.
盼望我们都能够清楚这一点。
I hope we can be clear on this point.
一方面啊，我们实在是感谢神。
On one hand, we are very thankful to God.
因为在我们中间有不少的弟兄姐妹都非常爱慕这话语的服事。
Because many among us, brothers and sisters, we love the ministry of the word.
所以不仅我们主日有话语的服事。
Not only do we have ministry of the word on Sunday morning.
我们知道在主日学，在初中生、高中生。在查经班里有许多弟兄姐妹都在那里尽话语服事的功用。
Many brothers and sisters, they enter into the function of teaching, ministering God's word in Sunday school, middle school, high school, Bible study groups.
因为主的话语实在是对神的群羊太重要了。
Because God's word to his flock is very important.
然而当若是主给你有这样一个话语服事的托付。
If God has entrusted to you this ministry of serving in God's word,
你也就同时从主领受了一个牧养的托付。
Then at the same time, you have also been entrusted in being a shepherd.
就是这个教导主的话语和牧养神的群羊是不能够分开的。
Because you cannot separate being a pastor or shepherd together with being a teacher.
我就举一个例子。
For example,
我们常常在我们初中生服事的老师们中间呢，我们提醒这些弟兄姐妹们说，我们啊，不仅在主日学里教导初中生，我们也更需要在他们生活当中来关心他们，来牧养他们。
In the middle school group, particularly among those who lead and teach, there is this reminder that not only do we teach them, but we need to care for them in their daily lives.
特别要关心他们属灵的情形。
And we need to particularly care for their spiritual condition.
所以呢，我们就啊，把整个初中生的孩子们呢，就分成一些几个小组。
And so for the entire middle school group, we have separated them into different small groups.
我们就叫关怀小组。
We call them caring groups.
那每个老师呢，就分配了照顾不同的几个孩子们。
So each teacher is assigned to different students.
那我姐妹也在初中生里教孩子。
And my wife, she is also in the middle school group teaching the kids.
当她在教课的时候，她就注意到一件事情。
And as she teaches, she comes to realize.
就是那些在她的关怀小组里面的这些孩子们
，the children who are in her small group，
在她上课的时候呢，他们就特别的认真参与。
When she is teaching in the larger group, those that she cares for, they are more attentive and they participate.
也比较多有正面的领受和回应。
And they have a better reception and they have a better response.
这是因为这些孩子们已经与这个老师呢，他建立了一个比较亲密的关系。
That is.Because these few individuals, they have already established a very intimate relationship with their teacher.
不仅让老师认识孩子们。
So not only do the teachers know the children.
孩子们也知道老师关心他们的生活。
The children also know that the teacher cares for their daily lives.
就好像牧人和羊的关系一样。
Just like the relationship between the shepherd and the sheep.
主在约翰福音第十章也这么说。
The Lord also in John chapter 10 tells us,
说我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们。
That my sheep, they hear my voice and they know me.
他们也跟着我。
And they follow me.
所以我们看见当牧人与羊有这样一个亲密的关系之后。
So we find that after a shepherd and the sheep have that intimate relationship,
老师们在课堂上所教导孩子们关于主的话语，就对孩子们能够产生一个更好的一个帮助。
We know that then the teachers, when they teach in the class, when they teach according to God's word, it is a better help to the children.
因为孩子们知道老师爱他们，关心他们。
Because the students, the children, they know the teacher loves and cares for them.
因此我们看见教导和牧养是不能分开的。
So that is why we find that shepherding and teaching cannot be separated.
另一方面，当牧人关心他的羊群的时候。
And so as a shepherd cares for his flock,
这个羊啊当他遇到问题了，或当他肚子饿有需要的时候呢，他找谁啊？他知道找牧人。
When a lamb encounters problems, or let's say that he's hungry, who will he go and find? He will go and find the shepherd.
就像我们的儿女，他们有遇到问题和需要的时候呢， 他们就来找父母亲。
Just like our children, when they have a need or they have problems, they will come and find their parent.
因为他们知道父母亲爱他们，关心他们。
Because they know that their parents love and care for them.
他们不会去找陌生人。
They won't go find a stranger.
因为他们与父母之间已经有一个亲密的关系。
Because they have an intimate relationship with their parents.
在我们聚会当中，基要真理组呢，有读经群。
In our basic truth group, we have a Bible study group within it.
就是有弟兄姐妹们呢，在服侍这些出信的弟兄姐妹们呢，他们就带领他们一同每天来读主的话语。
Our brothers and sisters lead the younger ones to read God's word daily.
很盼望有更多弟兄姐妹啊，也能够来这样子来学习，每天来吃主的话。
And we hope, brothers and sisters, more of us would learn to daily eat of God's word.
然后呢，在莱斯校园团契呢。去年十二月，我们也开始了有一个读经群。
And so, in the same way, in our campus group last December, we also began a new Bible study group.
一同佩拉服侍的弟兄姐妹们就带领一些亲信主的同学们呢，也来学习每天来读主的话。
And so, those of us who serve this group, we also lead the students to daily read God's word.
去年十二月，我们开始按照教会的读经新约的读经计划。把约翰福音读完了。
And so last year, according to our Bible reading schedule, we finished reading the book of John.
现在正在读马太福音。
And currently we're reading the book of Matthew.
就是照着我们教会今年读经计划。
According to our current Bible study schedule.
考大家。
Bible reading schedule.
考大家，那我们今天应当读到哪里了？
Do you know what part we're supposed to be reading today?
诗篇七十九篇。
Psalm 79.
主日我们读诗篇，然后呢？明天开始继续读马太福音。
Sundays we read the book of Psalm, and then tomorrow we'll continue on with the book of Matthew.
所以其中呢，有一位同学呢，他就很认真的跟着每天来读主的话。
And so there is a student who's every day very diligently in reading God's word.
他已经在去年就决志信主了。
And he believed, he came to believe in the Lord last year.
他很渴慕。
He really desires after
God. 他不仅跟着读。
Not only does he read along,
他也透过这个读经群呢，他也分享他读经的心得。
And through this group, he also shares what he's gained.
哎，我们弟兄姐妹都觉得好宝贵啊。
We find this so precious.
因为这小羊啊，他喜欢吃草，哎呀，我们看了就好高兴。
Because this young lamb, he loves to eat grass. We see it and we're so happy.
就几天前呢，这个同学呢，就发了一个短信给我们。
And so a few days ago, this student, he sent us a short message.
他说到他在莱斯校园里面呢，遇到两个陌生人。
That on campus he met these two strangers.
这两个陌生人就告诉他说，他们其中一个人呢，也是基督徒。
And these two strangers said that one among them, one is a believer as well.
他们就想要跟他一同探讨信仰。
And they want to talk about their faith together.
哎，可这只小羊啊，就很有意思。
But this young lamb, it's very interesting.
他就没有直接，就没敢直接就答应他们。
He did not dare directly agree to them.
他就发短信问我们。
He sent us a text and asked.
跟我们讲说有这样一个情形。
He said that I have the situation.
看看我们的意见，我们的看法怎么样。
He wanted to ask our opinion and what our thoughts were.
弟兄姐妹，我们并没有教导这个同学哈，当你碰到陌生人，应当这样子做。
Brothers and sisters, we didn't teach the student that when you meet strangers, you need to do this.
可是我们看见主的羊啊，他遇到不是自己的牧人的时候哈，哎，他会有警觉的。
We find that a lamb, when he meets somebody that's not his own shepherd, he will have a feeling.
他自己里面有一个感觉，要来寻求、来问一问牧人 的意见和看法。
He will have a sense that he wants to ask the opinion and thoughts of his shepherd.
兄弟姐妹，这给我们看见，我们做一个牧人来牧养神的群羊，我们在教导和牧养上面是同样的重要。
And so, brothers and sisters, we see that being a shepherd in leading and teaching it is just as important.
今天我们要做。从主领受托付做牧人。
Today we have entrusted by the Lord to be shepherds.
我们就要喂养神的群羊。
We need to tend his flock.
我们要来照管所托付给我们的羊。
We need to care for the sheep that has been entrusted to us.
我感觉到今天在我们聚会当中，我们面临一个挑战。
Today in our gathering we have this challenge before us.
就是我们这个群羊和牧人的比例呢比较悬殊一点。
It's disproportionately numbered between the number of sheep versus shepherds.
一方面，我们为着神将许多得救的人加给教会，我们感谢神。
On one hand, we truly thank God for adding to our numbers among those who have believed.
另一方面，我们也感觉到说，在我们当中做牧人的 人呢、啊、似乎还不太够。
But on the other hand, we feel that we are lacking in shepherds.
因为我们感觉到说，好像有许多羊的需要呢，没有得着满足，有好多羊群的问题呢，没有能够得着帮助。
Because we find that many of the needs of the sheep have not been met, and many of the problems have not been solved among the sheep.
关于这一点，我自己也感觉到啊，觉得亏欠。
And so for this, I feel regret.
也没有办法能够照管到每一位弟兄姐妹的需要和难处。
Because I'm unable to care for all the needs and the difficulties of all brothers and sisters.
那么我们是不是就去像一些的团体，我们就去聘请？八位十位的牧师啊，全时间的牧师来帮我们照顾喂养神的羊呢
？So should we be like other groups where we go out and hire and pay the salary for maybe 8 to 10 different other pastors to come and help us？
弟兄姐妹，不是的。
Brothers and sisters, no.
我们从以弗所书里面就看到主的心意。
From the book of Ephesians, we see the will of God.
主乃是愿意在他的羊群中间的。能够兴起一些的牧人来。
God desires to raise up shepherds from among his own children.
能够被成全起来，来尽这牧师和教师的恩赐和功用。
To be built up and to be trained so that they can function as that shepherd.
假设在我们中间啊，有一半的弟兄姐妹愿意起来做牧人。
Let's say, for example, that half of us among us now are willing to rise up.
那每一个牧人呢？他需要照顾多少羊
？Then for every shepherd, how many sheep do you have in your care?
数学很简单哈
，The math
照顾一只羊是不是
？Then you just care for one other sheep, right? Because there's half of us.
当然是简化的一个算法。
This is a very simple math.
意思就是说，当神在我们中间能够兴起，能够成全更多做牧人的。
That is to say, if God is to rise up more and more who are willing to be shepherds,
我们看见就有更多的羊的需要能够得着照顾。
Then we will find that more of the needs of the lambs, of the sheep, can be cared for.
所以我就约略的估算了一下。
So just very simply, I did some math.
若在我们中间已经信主五年以上的弟兄姐妹。
For brothers and sisters who have already believed in the Lord 5 years and up.
我假设呢，你圣经应当从头到尾呢，至少读过一遍了。
I'm assuming that you have already read through the Bible at least one time.
你也应该听了200多篇的信息。
And you have heard at least about 200 some different messages.
你也参加了200多次的查经聚会。
You have also attended roughly 200 some Bible study gatherings.
我觉得呢，你应该是可以起来学习做牧人的。
So I do feel like you ought to be able to learn to be a shepherd.
所以早上我不请大家举手，我想五年差不多。
So,
差不多一半。
I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand, but for those who have believed in the Lord about 5 years and up, I believe that is about half of us.
盼望主能够在我们中间能够兴起更多学习做牧人的弟兄姐妹。
So I pray that the Lord would allow more brothers and sisters to raise you up to be a shepherd.
如果我们信主已经五年以上了
，If you've already believed for more than 5 years,
我们就不能够还一直在那里说。怎么没有人牧养我呢
？You cannot just sit there and just say, "Why is it that no one's shepherding me?"
不错，你仍然是一只属于主的羊。
Yes, you are a lamb of God.
你也需要有属灵比你成熟的弟兄姐妹来牧养你。
And yes, you also need one who is more spiritually mature to shepherd you.
但同时，你也应该要开始要起来学习做牧人。
But at the same time, you also need to rise up and learn to be a shepherd as well.
如果我们不知道在我们中间谁是属灵比较成熟的弟兄姐妹可以牧养我的怎么办呢
If you do not know who among you is more spiritually mature and who can shepherd you, then what do you do?
当然我想最重要的一件事情你可以祷告求问主
The most important, of course, is to pray and ask the Lord.
因为我们的主他是牧长啊
Because he is the chief shepherd.
他是 CEO.
He's the CEO.
他是总管。
He's the big boss.
那我们可以借着祷告求问主说，让主让我们看见，能够知道说谁主愿意为我们预备一个属灵比我们成熟的人能够来牧养我们。
And so you can pray and ask him to provide for you somebody who's more spiritually mature to shepherd you.
当你祷告明白以后呢，当然你也可以跟负责弟兄属灵比较成熟的负责弟兄呢来印证一下。
And of course, after you pray and you come to understand what he has said to you, you can also go to the responsible brothers to ask for confirmation.
那才不至于找错人了。
That way you won't go find the wrong person.
那另一方面呢，当我们要学习做牧人的时候，
On the other hand, when you learn to be a shepherd,
那我们看见，哇，这么多羊。
And you see, there's so many sheep.
那我应该牧养谁呢？
Who do I shepherd?
你也不要自己去找，哎，随便找一只羊，我来牧养你。
Don't go and find someone yourself randomly. Hey, I'm going to shepherd you.
当然你愿意像弟兄上礼拜讲的，你愿意炖一锅鸡汤去给弟兄姐妹吃，那没有问题。
But of course, you know, if you want to go and make some chicken soup to give to somebody else, there's no problem with that.
这里我们特别要提出来是属灵上的喂养。
But here, I want to particularly emphasize this is spiritual feeding, spiritual tending.
所以我们也需要来到主的面前来寻求。
That is why we need to come before the Lord and seek.
借着祷告求主把负担清楚放在我们里面。
Through prayer, we need to allow him to give us a very clear burden.
让我们知道我们该去关心谁，去照顾谁。
So we will then know who we ought to care for.
好，这是关于做牧人。
This is regarding being a shepherd.
那我们如何做牧人呢？
So then, how do we be a shepherd?
或是说我们做牧人的那个动机是什么？
Or in other words, what is the motivation of a shepherd?
在彼得前书，彼得告诉我们。
In 1 Peter, Peter tells us.
他说，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心，也不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意。
It is exercising oversight not under compulsion, but voluntarily, and not for sordid gain, but with eagerness.
我们天然人啊，都喜欢做羊，不喜欢做牧人。
Naturally speaking, we all like to be sheep. We don't like to be shepherds.
我们都喜欢被人关心，被人照顾。
We like others to care for us, to protect us.
我们不一定那么喜欢去关心别人，照顾别人。
It's not necessarily so that we like to care for others.
特别当我们在牧养、照管神的群羊的时候。
Especially as we care for the flock of God.
可能还会遭受到误会、批评、埋怨等等。
You can be misunderstood, you can be criticized, etc.
就像我刚刚提到的，羊撞你一下，羊踢你一下。
Just like what I mentioned earlier, that a sheep will hit you or kick you.
这时候你还愿不愿意做牧人来照管、来牧养神所托付给你的羊呢？
At this time, are you still willing to care and tend the sheep that the Lord has given to you?
做牧人是不容易的。
It's difficult to be a shepherd.
那我们如何才能够甘心乐意的来照管神的群羊？
How can we willingly, voluntarily want to care for his sheep?
这秘诀是什么？
What's the secret?
保罗在哥林多后书第五章告诉我们。
Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 tells us.
那个秘诀就是基督的爱。
The secret is the love of Christ.
原来基督的爱激励我们。
It is the love of Christ that constrains or controls us.
因为我们想一人既替众人死。
Because one died for all.
当我们想到主耶稣为了我们这些不配的罪人而流血舍命。
When we think about how our Lord, he bled and he died for us who are such unworthy sinners.
当我们想到我们还做罪人的时候基督就为我们死了。
When we think about how while we were yet sinners, he had died for us.
这是因着基督这样一个舍命的大爱激励我们。
It is because of the sacrificial great love that controls and constrains us.
叫我们不再为自己活。
So that we might no longer live for ourselves.
我们愿意为那替我们死而复活的主而活。
We would then be willing to live for him who died and rose again on our behalf.
叫我们也不再讨自己的喜悦。
So that we're not only pleasing ourselves.
还是要讨那爱我们的主的喜悦。
But we seek to please the one who loves us.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们愿意答应神的呼召，起来牧养神的群羊。
Brothers and sisters, may we respond to his calling to shepherd his flock.
不是出于勉强，不是因为不得不做。
Not under compulsion or out of duty that you must.
也不是因为贪财。
Nor because of sordid gain.
这里贪财未必呢与钱财发生直接的关系。
Here, the sordid gain, it has to do with financial gain.
这里有可能也是为了自己呢得着一些的名誉、地位、称赞或是影响力等等。
But yet, it also has to do with possibly fame or influence or praise from others, etc.
弟姐妹，我们若是为了自己盼望从羊的身上得着任何的好处，那我们就不是神群羊的牧人。
If you want to gain something, some benefit from your sheep, then you are not a good shepherd of the flock of God.
做牧人的乃是因着基督的爱激励我们。
Being a shepherd is because we are constrained by the love of Christ.
叫我们愿意为主来服侍。
So that we'd be willing to serve for our Lord.
叫我们在服侍的过程当中，我们愿意来讨主的喜悦。
That in our service, we are desiring to please our Lord.
相信最近许多弟兄姐妹们都深受秦小阳弟兄他在服侍上所做的见证的激励和提醒。
I do believe that many brothers and sisters among us, we have all been exhorted and reminded and encouraged by our brother Xiao Yang.
我们弟兄不仅在初中生的服侍教导上面，他尽心尽力的来备课。
Not only did our brother with all diligence and faithfulness serve the middle schoolers,
并且在课堂上来教导孩子们主的话语。
But also in class, he taught them the word of God.
他同时也尽心尽力的在每周主日的晚上打电话来关心所托付给他的几只小羊。
And every Sunday night, he would faithfully also make phone calls for, to all the sheep that had been entrusted to him.
我据说啊，他周弟兄主日晚上那个时间啊，他家人没有人敢去打扰他。
And so let me say that it's possible that Sunday nights, while he was making phone calls, his family dare not bother him.
因为那是他为主分别出来照管群羊的一段时间。
Because that was the time that he separated out to care for the flock of God.
不仅每周日弟兄来关心神所托付给他的羊群。
Not only did he care for the sheep that had, God had entrusted to him on Sunday nights.
他也安排一些特别的时间呢，带孩子们去打保龄球，或是到水上乐园去玩。
He also separated out time to take them to go bowling or to go to water parks.
那当那一天的非常我觉得非常辛苦的活动以后
So I would feel that after a very long exhausting day of activities
他还带着孩子们一同去吃晚饭
He'd still take all of the children to go and have a meal
当然他是坚持他请客
But of course he would insist on paying
玩了一天吃完饭了以后
After a full day of playing and having a dinner
弟兄还坚持要送每一个孩子回到他们的家
Our brother insisted on taking every single child home
弟兄姐妹，这是因着基督的爱激励我们的弟兄。
Brothers and sisters, this is because of the love of Christ constrained our brother.
以至于他甘心乐意的来服侍这些神所托付给他的这些初中生。
So he voluntarily with eagerness served the middle schoolers.
感谢主界的弟兄在我们中间这样的服侍，为我们做了美好的见证。
So we thank our Lord that our brother served among us and gained a good testimony.
愿在这新的一年
，In this new year.
我们每一位弟兄姐妹也能够在主的面前来祷告。
May all of us also pray.
求主更多的将基督的爱来浇灌在我们的心里。
May he continue to pour out more of the love of Christ into our hearts.
叫我们因着基督的爱激励我们。
So that his love would constrain us.
我们愿意在主的面前来寻求，来看管，来照顾神所托付给我们的羊群
So that we would seek out That we would tend and care for the flock of God That God has entrusted to us
在属灵上来带领他们
That we would lead them spiritually
来喂养他们
To feed them
来照管他们
To care for them
关心他们的生活
To care for their daily lives
好叫他们属灵生命也能够渐渐的成长
So that their spiritual lives will gradually grow
不久他们也能够成为能够去牧养照管其他人的牧人
And soon they can also be shepherds who can also rise up and care for others.
彼得接着告诉我们
Peter continues on.
他说也不是辖制所托付你们的乃是做群羊的榜样
Nor yet as lording it over those allotted to your charge but proving to be examples to the flock.
做牧人的不仅要出于甘心乐意的来服侍
As a shepherd, not only do you serve voluntarily with eagerness.
做牧人的也要记得羊是属于主的
Being a shepherd, you need to remember that the sheep belong to the Lord.
虽然我们从主领受了托付
Even though we have received this entrustment,
我们要记得这羊不是属于我们的
We need to remember these sheep do not belong to us.
所以我们不可辖制神的群羊
So we cannot lord over them.
乃要做群羊的榜样
But we need to be an example to the flock.
这里这个辖制的意思，辖制的这个字的原文意思呢，还是讲到高高在上
Here, the meaning of this word lording means that you sit way high above.
英文翻译很好啊，就好像在这里做主一样。
It's as if in English it's much easier to understand, as if you want to be the Lord.
所以做牧人的不是要辖制群羊。
So as a shepherd, you do not lord over them.
不是跟这只羊说，你往这边。
That you tell that sheep, go there.
你来做这个事。
Or go do that.
弟兄姐妹，做牧人不是这样。
But you do not do that as a shepherd.
做牧人乃是要做群羊的榜样。
As a shepherd, you are an example to the flock.
其实牧人的服侍呢，乃是像仆人的服侍一样。
Actually, the service of a shepherd is one as a servant.
牧人乃是以一个卑微的态度来带领牧养神托付的羊。
You bring a humble attitude as you receive the entrustment of being a shepherd.
姐妹，这一个柔和谦卑的形象是在一个做牧人身上一个非常重要的标记。
This illustration of being a humble and meek servant is a very important mark of being a shepherd.
约翰福音十三章记载了主耶稣在他受难之前为门徒们洗脚的 一段故事。
Matthew 13 gives us the story of our Lord Jesus who washed the feet of his disciples before he was crucified.
这是我们学习做牧人最好的榜样。
This is the best example of being a shepherd.
这也是牧养神的羊群的正确的态度。
This is the right attitude of being a shepherd over a flock.
就是柔和谦卑。
Of being gentle and humble.
在主耶稣钉十字架之前。
Right before our Lord Jesus was crucified.
他与他的门徒们一同坐席。
He and his disciples had a feast.
那一天不知道什么原因，主人没有安排一个奴仆呢，来为他们洗脚。
That day, we don't know the reason why, but the host of that feast did not prepare a bond slave to wash the feet of the disciples.
然后他们开始吃，享用那个艾叶。
And they began to enjoy of this love feast.
然而在那个艾宴当中。
But there, in that love feast,
主与他十二个门徒在那里一同坐席。
The Lord, as he was having that feast together with his disciples,
没有一个门徒起来为别人洗脚。
Not one disciple rose up to wash the feet of others.
因为没有一个人觉得自己比别人低微。
Because not one person felt that they were below another person.
然而是我们的主。
Except for our Lord.
他从坐席之间站起来。
He stood up from the table.
他脱下他的外袍。
He took off his outer garment.
他束上腰带。
He girded up his waist.
他自己降卑，成为一个奴仆的形象。
He humbled himself to the position of being a slave.
他来亲自为十二个门徒洗脚。
And he personally washed the feet of every disciple.
我们知道这是主的爱。
We know that this is the love of our Lord.
因为主爱世间一切属他的人，他就爱他们到底。
He loves all who are in this world, and he loves them to the very end.
就在他自己被钉十字架之前。
And when he himself was about to be crucified,
他在门徒身上做了一件事。
He did this one thing for each of his disciples.
他乃是要告诉他们如何做牧人。
He wanted to show them how to be a shepherd.
所以当主为门徒们洗完脚之后。
So after our Lord washed the feet of his disciples.
他还用手巾把他们的脚擦干。
He used a towel to dry their feet.
然后当主做完这一切事之后。
And after he did all of this.
主就对门徒们说。
He said to his disciples.
我是你们的主。是你们的夫子。
I am your Lord, I am your teacher.
所以我们知道主知道他自己是谁。
And so we see our Lord, he knew who he was.
然而他做这件事情。
But when he did this,
那是要给门徒们做一个榜样。
He did this as an example for his disciples.
他说我是你们的主，是你们的夫子，尚且洗你们的脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。
He said that I, as your teacher and as your teacher, that you are to likewise do the same and wash one another's feet.
他说我给你们做了榜样，叫你们照着我所做的去行。
I am your example, go and do likewise.
弟兄姐妹，这是主为我们这些愿意做牧人的人所留下一个最好的榜样。
This is the best example for those of us who are willing to be shepherds.
当然，或许我们会说，只有主耶稣能够这样子降卑，成为一个奴仆。
And perhaps we may say, well, only our Lord Jesus. He was the only one able to humble himself to be like a slave.
来为门徒们洗脚。
To wash the feet of his disciples.
姐妹，感谢主，今天我们从主 也领受了这样一个宝贵的生命。
But we thank the Lord that today we have also received this precious life from Him.
就是我们主自己的生命。
This is His own life.
这样一个降杯的生命已经赐给了我们这些信主的人。
This life, which is able to humble Himself, it has been given to each one of us.
因着主把这样一个生命赐给我们。
And since He has given this life to us,
所以主才吩咐我们说照着他所做的去行。
That is why He commands us that we are now to go and do likewise.
主不会要求我们做不到的事。
He will not require you to do something that you cannot do.
主要我们彼此洗脚。
He wants us to wash one another's feet.
主就已经把这一个能够彼此洗脚的生命赐给了我们。
He has already given us a life that is able to wash one another's feet.
我常会想到魏弟兄在我们中间所留下的榜样。
I often think about the example that our brother Wei had left behind.
我们从连长弟兄身上看见了那做牧人那谦卑柔和的标记。
I often see the mark of that humble servant in our brother.
我们弟兄在他一生近60年全时间服侍主的过程中。
Our brother in about 60 years time with all that he had served our Lord.
并不是没有遇见艰难。
It wasn't that he did not encounter any difficulties.
其实牧养神的群羊啊，是一件非常艰难的事情。
Actually, to shepherd the flock of God is a very difficult thing.
我们弟兄也为此受了许多的苦。
And for that reason, our brother suffered much.
然而我们弟兄没有后悔。
And yet our brother had no regrets.
就是到了最末了的时候。
And at the very end.
弟兄人觉得自己不配。
Our brother still felt that he was unworthy.
这是因基督的爱激励了他。
It is because the love of Christ constrained him.
叫他愿意甘心乐意的来牧养神的群羊。
It caused him to very voluntarily, with eagerness, want to shepherd the flock of God.
彼得在彼得前书第五章第四节，他接着告诉我们。
And in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 4, he continues on to tell us.
他告诉我们关于做牧人的奖赏。
He tells us about the reward of being a shepherd.
他说到了牧长显现的时候，你们必得那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。
And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory.
什么是那永不衰残荣耀的冠冕呢？
What is this unfading crown of glory?
简单的说，就是主基督他自己的生命。
Simply put, it is the life of our Lord Jesus.
主的生命在我们身上越过越丰盛，就成了那荣耀的冠冕。
His life within us, as it becomes more and more abundant, will become that unfading crown of glory.
或许有人会问，
Perhaps some may ask,
为什么需要冠冕呢？
Why do we need this crown?
没有冠冕行不行呢？
Is it okay to not have this crown?
我仅仅得救不可以吗？
Isn't it just enough for me to be saved?
我就做一个平信徒，过完我的一生。可不可以？
I want to be a common believer and just live my life. Is that good enough? Is that okay?
为什么需要荣耀的冠冕？
Why do I need this crown of glory?
弟兄姐妹，我们要从主那边得着这荣耀的冠冕，是为着主回来的那个荣耀的日子。
We need to receive this crown of glory for that glorious day when our Lord returns.
就是当主在他荣耀显现的时候。
When our Lord, when He appears in glory,
我们所有属主的人一同被带到主的面前。
All of us who belong to Him, as we are brought before Him,
我们可以在他的脚前把这个荣耀的冠冕来献给他。
We need to offer up to Him this crown of glory.
因为他是万王之王，他是万主之主，他被配得一切的尊贵和荣耀。
Because He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, He is worthy of all this glory.
弟兄姐妹，当那荣耀日子来到的时候，
When that glorious day comes,
我们这些蒙恩人都被带到主的面前。
All of us who have been saved by grace will be brought before Him.
若在那时，其他人他们在主的面前有所献上的，
If there are people there who offer up what they have to Him,
而我们却是两手空空。
And we bring before Him empty hands.
姐妹，那将是何等的羞愧！
It will be such shame.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
今天你是否活在神的羊群中间？
Are you living among the flock of God?
谁是你所在之羊群的牧人呢？
Who are the shepherds among us in this flock?
我们每一个人 都是羊。我们每一个人也都是牧人。
We are all sheep, and at the same time, we are also all shepherds.
愿在这新的一年里
，In this new year,
我们中间每一个人都能够借着来祷告，借着祷告来寻求主。
May every one of us, through prayer, may we seek the Lord.
在聚会中能够寻得主所托付给你的羊。
That in this gathering, that we would seek after the sheep that God has entrusted to you.
同时，我们也借着祷告来在主面前寻求。
And at the same time, through prayer, that you would seek before the Lord.
在聚会中我们能够寻得那我们 能够牧养我们的人
that in this meeting we would also seek after the shepherds who will shepherd us
因为我们能够靠着主的恩典
that according to his grace
我们一同来学习做一个忠心良善的好牧人
that we would all learn to be good and faithful shepherds
等到牧长显现时
so that when the chief shepherd appears
就是主回来的时候
that is when he returns
当我们都被带到那审判台前
When we are all brought before the judgment seat
我们能够从主得着那永不衰残荣耀的冠冕
We would all receive that unfading crown of glory
我们能够将那荣耀的冠冕能够那 献给那爱我们的主
And we would be able to give that unfading crown of glory to our glorious Lord
愿主祝福他的话语
May he bless his word
一起低头有点祷告
Shall we bow for a word of prayer?
主我们感谢你你是好牧人好牧人为羊舍命
Lord we thank you because you are the good shepherd You have given up your very life for us
主今天我们蒙了是何等的大福
Lord we have received such great blessing
我们能够在你爱的宝贝里蒙你的牧养
And in your arms of love we have been shepherded by you
然而主你的爱也激励我们
And your love at the same time constrains us
你要我们来与你同作牧人
And you want us to be shepherded with you
来牧养你所爱的羊
To shepherd those sheep whom you love
主愿你的爱激励我
May your love constrain us
叫我们因为爱你的缘故
So that for the sake of love
我们也愿意为羊舍命
We would also give up our lives for the sheep
我们能够来牧养你所托付给我们的弟兄姐妹
We would also shepherd the sheep that you have entrusted to us
叫你在你的群羊中得着荣耀
That in your flock you may gain glory
叫你的心也得着满足
That your heart may also be satisfied.
主感谢你，你并不是单言。
Thank you. It is not that you are delaying.
你今天还给我们机会。
But you still give us opportunity.
愿你的爱再来激励我。
May your love again constrain us.
叫我们答应你的呼召。
So that we would agree and respond to your calling.
起来牧养你所托付的羊。
To rise up and to shepherd those whom you have entrusted to us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen.